T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, you know, Jordan has really, he's filled in nicely. He's done a great job, and I think that's a bright spot for us, having seen him play and really play against some really good defensive ends or outside linebackers. And, you know, we all know that Jason Peters feels comfortable at left tackle, and he's a veteran player if that's where we want to play him this week, and even if he's, you know, available to play. And, you know, it's just something that I think, too, with Jordan – again, the reps, the time on task is just valuable. Something he can learn from as he progresses and moves forward. So, well, you know, it gives us a lot more depth now at the offensive line position. That's for sure.
Well, it does give him more depth at the offensive line position. That was Doug earlier today. Jason Peters had practiced today back at left tackle. Lane Johnson did not practice. Jordan Mailata slid over to right tackle. But if you listen to that sound bite right there, certainly seems like Jason Peters has his old back at left has his old job back at left tackle. I don't know. Jordan Mailata was fine at left tackle. Had some ups and downs. You know, had some ups and downs, but for the most part, his play was fine, right?
Yeah, but I'm not an offensive line coach, and I'm not breaking down film and schemes and what his responsibilities are and any of those things.
Okay.
Well, we're giving an outside opinion. Right? Like, if they are going to do this, they have to feel that there is no drop-off. And if I'm going to be frank about it, Jordan Mailata's development isn't that important right now. It's not more important than the quarterback's health.
I agree with that.
So you got to start with that. The winning aspect, I don't think you're – losing games at the expense of putting Mailata out there to get reps. The Eagles aren't going to do that either.
Right.
So they aren't going to do that. They must feel that JP at least allows them to sleep a little easier at night if he's out there as the starter, and it's much easier for everyone that if JP, the more likely scenario, can't finish a game or gets injured again, it's easier to go back to Mailata than having JP reluctantly play right guard, where we all know he doesn't want to play right guard.
Right. And then something happens with Mailata, or he plays poorly, and now you got to put Jason Peters back at left tackle, which he's going to get another raise. Yeah.
If he's still here. Like you don't know what that's going to cause behind the scenes.
Right. I mean, Doug also has another cut that he talks about how, well, what I love about Jason is he's willing to be flexible and blah, 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 blah. I honestly believe that if Jason Peters would come to him and say, hey, listen, I'll go over the guard, whatever you think is best for the team, I think that they would be okay with that.
I agree.
But I don't think that obviously has happened. And at this point, it is his job. It's Jason Peters' job. And that's how it is, and that's just kind of that's how it's going to be. And I think that is a mistake. I look at Jason Peters and I say, you know what, Jason, like, man, you got to look at the bigger picture here, which is you got a young man that's doing pretty well over at left tackle, and you should want to say you should be the one that goes to Doug Peterson and say, what do you need from me?
Right.
Like, what do you need from me? But that's not how it is. It's give me my job back. I'm the left tackle. I'm going to the Hall of Fame. That's my opinion on what's going on here. 215-592-9494.
Well, you also have already paid him to be the left tackle now.
Yeah, no, you're right. You made your bed. The Eagles made their bed with giving him the extra money.
We can't double down. Like, you made your bed. It's a sunk cost. It's a sunk cost for putting Jason Peters back at left tackle. Come on. Who cares about the money you already gave him? Make him give it back.
Yeah, well, good luck with that one.
Yeah, you may not get the money back, but, like.
I think B. West is the only player that ever gave money back because he legally had to.
Yeah, they gave him too much of a direct deposit.
Yes.
Yeah, that hasn't happened to me here. Like, I was hoping that it would at one time. But I just, like, I mean, it's at some point enough is enough, all right? And I maybe they do, part of it is maybe they do believe that he gives them a better chance when he's in there or they can rely on him more. It's more of a safer starter at left tackle. Maybe they really do believe that, but they also got to know. Like, I don't think the play is different from. I think it's different, but it's comparable.
It wasn't that drastic of a difference.
It wasn't
during the time Jason was out there.
It was not.
I remember what Chase Young looked like that game.
Right. I mean, do you recall anybody saying that? Oh my God, I can't wait for Jason Peters to get back. Like, man, when's he going to be back? Like, when has anybody checked on Jason Peters to say when he's coming back to play left tackle?
You got
to
open
Nobody.
Your heart.
We've done it with everybody else.
It's true.
Every other injured player on this team, we've been like, oh, wait, has anybody asked Doug about Dallas Goedert? Has anybody asked Doug about this? No one has said that about Jason Peters, even for guard.
Yeah.
Even for guard. So maybe this week when you see Opeta out there, you're like, all right, this guy stinks. You got to get somebody else in there. But, man, Jason.
That's exactly what I'm going to say.
Right. And I felt the same way. But Jason Peters back at left tackle is silly. It's silly. Get some balls, Eagles. Go and tell him you're not getting left tackle back. Can someone stand up to this guy for once?
Hey, Cordell wants him in.
Let's talk to him. Cordell in West Philly is the one JP supported. Cordell, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
What's up, Cordell?
Listen, I hear all that rhetoric you guys are talking and stuff like that. When Jason Peters was doing his thing at left tackle, we ain't have no problems with Jason Peters. Now he's a little older. Yeah, he's a little banged up, but he's a quality player at that position. If we're going to put somebody young there and develop them, then we need to go ahead and develop the whole squad and stop trying to piecemeal this squad together. Either we're going to try to redevelop our squad or either we're going to try to win this thing. We still got a chance to win the NFC East. Are we going to try to do that or are we going to just keep trying to play around with these players?
Yeah, if you ask me, I think the Eagles are trying to win the NFC East.
And so I think JP gives us a good chance at left tackle. All right, I'm not saying anything bad about the brother who was playing over there because I thought he did a pretty good job too. But our offensive line is banged up. So we're trying to put this offensive line together so that we can still have a chance at winning every football game that we play.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? And I hate you guys hating on JP, man. I mean that's really bad, man. When he was doing his thing, we was loving him.
Yeah, but that was 4 years ago. But Cordell, that was 4 years ago, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he still. I mean, using the word like he sucks. Just say he's old and he banged up or something. But he sucks. That ain't cool because he's an all pro. And y'all keep using the word Hall of Famer. So how much can he really suck? I mean, he
at 38. At 38, but Cordell, let me ask you a question. How many teams were interested in Jason Peters to be their tackle in the offseason?
I don't know, but at 38.
I'll give you an easy answer. None. Because he would have taken that.
So
nobody.
Do we still keep him because he has something to offer these young kids, all right, that needs to learn how to play the position? Probably so. And so as far as saying that he sucks, I don't think so because otherwise he wouldn't be a good teacher to the young people that's coming behind him.
Listen, Cordell, thank you. Is he a great teacher to the younger players? I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, I think they respect him. They love him. I mean,
they definitely respect
him. Lane credits Jason Peters with his career being where he's at.
He does. Yeah. He definitely does. Jason Peters has had a very long and excellent career, not only in Philadelphia but in the National Football League. But I mean,
primarily in Philadelphia.
Yes. That's if he does make it in the Hall of Fame, that's where he will go in, obviously. But like, where are we right now? He's 38 years old. It's 2020. He can't stay on the field, right? Like, and we have a guy that actually shows promise. That's a young player that you can develop and you can play with. And the only reason Jason Peters is back in the starting lineup is because he's Jason Peters. That's the only reason because it's Jason Peters.
Or he's better than Mailata.
If he was better than Mailata, I believe the easy answer when Doug's asked the question is Jason Peters is our starting left tackle when he's healthy. Mm-hmm. And he did not give that answer.
Well, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. And, you know, I'm playing a little bit of devil's advocate here with the whole situation. They obviously know through his, what, first two, three games that he played in. Was it the Rams or Bengals game he got injured in?
I think it was Bengals game, and he was terrible in that game.
Yeah, late in that Bengals game, right? So they know through those first 3 weeks he wasn't playing great. He looked like a 38-year-old Jason Peters.
He did.
There's also, along with that, that Mailata has probably taken steps in the right direction of improving as a player. We got to remember, this dude has never played football before from an organized standpoint. His first action was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago in the NFL, and he's acquitted himself very well. But that when the bar is low, that's different than saying Mailata's playing at a starting left tackle's level.
You would know if it was a slam dunk move.
Right. So I don't think it's a slam dunk move, John, either way. What they're weighing is do you stunt the development of Jordan Mailata for the chance to possibly slightly improve.
That's exactly what it is.
Your left tackle position.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, and the answer should be no. To your point, like, it's not an exact comparison, but when Michael Vick took over for an injured Kevin Cobb, mm-hmm. Andy Reid kept saying, it's Kevin Cobb's job, it's Kevin Cobb's job, until everybody in the world, including everybody in that locker room, knew that Michael Vick was the better quarterback.
Yes.
And you couldn't justify putting Kevin Cobb back in because Michael Vick gave you the best chance. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, Jordan Mailata hasn't done that, but Jason Peters hasn't done that either.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't look at it and say,
I don't know if anybody's other than Cordell is going to argue how great Jason Peters has been.
No, like it's one thing if it's like, you know what, Jason Peters is the better player. He's clearly the better player right now, and it may hurt Jordan Mailata's development, and he's the guy of the future, but it doesn't matter. He's clearly the better player right now. I can't say that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, listen, very even. There wasn't a drop-off with Mailata. Maybe he was better.
Well, I'll tell you what, there wasn't a drop-off because, I mean, Carson Wentz has been sacked more than anybody in the NFL. So, and that started in the first few games of the season. It was 8 in the first game.
It was. The Bengals game, I think he got.
I think it was 3 or 4, right?
Yeah, he's been getting hit every week.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been bad since then, too, mm-hmm. but not necessarily from Mailata.
Right.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Taste of Cake Studios as we give you the injury report for today. And Jason Peters isn't even on the injury report.
How about that?
How about that?
Not limited, not on the injury report. There's your starting left tackle Sunday.
Now, yep. Was he tired? Did he tap out of practice?
No, he controls the pace. So
he
wasn't tired in practice.
No, that'll be in the second quarter of the game on Sunday night. Jack Driscoll did not participate. Nate Gary didn't participate with an ankle injury. What are we going to do?
Oh, no. Come on, White Snake.
Yeah, this is not the right time for him to be injured.
So, in all seriousness, what's the plan at linebacker if Nate Gary can't play?
TJ Edwards is back or something.
He's back. Great.
No, we're going to get a little more.
Davion Taylor.
No,
so hang on a second.
Alex Singleton,
yeah. What's his move? He's got that long hair. Does he have a signature move?
I don't need a move. Yeah, one is enough.
He's Brian Braman.
Yes.
One underrated, average linebacker.
Yeah, I don't need two of y'all out there with dances and signature moves. The White Snake is enough.
So here's the thing. I'm gonna correct myself here because Dallas Goedert isn't on this injury report. But they activated the practice windows of these guys, so they probably don't have to list them on the injury report because they're not on the active roster.
Oh, so JP's not even on the active roster yet.
No.
But they can activate him, obviously, if he's out there running with the first team left tackle.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to activate him. But
right?
But Goedert also practiced today, and he was running around. I don't know if he was limited, but he was running routes. There's videos out there of him running, catching the ball, and flying.
Can't be any slower than Richard Rodgers, so I say play him.
I agree.
He might not be 100%. Hell, play him anyway.
Can't be any slower than Richard Rodgers.
I mean, seriously, man.
Well, Zach Ertz is slower than Richard Rodgers.
Exactly, yes. You're right about that.
Richard Rodgers is tight end too right now. Zach Ertz got to earn his spot.
I can't argue that.
Listen, If you're a fantasy,
never thought I'd say that, but I can't argue that one.
If you're a fantasy football player, the odds are he is not available in your league. He's not available in any of my leagues, Ike.
Oh, he's available.
No, he's not. Jack, is he available in the Marks and Reese League, Dick Rod?
I don't know.
No?
Dick Rod.
Which
come up with another name.
Well, I was using Dick Rogers because it was more, more palatable for the air.
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
You got Jack in there nervous.
Is that why you distracted me to go look for the Marks and Reese League?
Jack in there nervous.
Anyway, Lane Johnson did not practice, and that's why Mailata was over at right tackle. So you could have Mailata playing on Sunday night, and it's just in lieu of Lane Johnson. Now, Doug did say today that he's not going to stop Lane Johnson from playing if he wants to play.
That's all I needed to hear. Right
yeah, that's
there.
Great. Everything's fine.
Can we actually hear that, Jack? Because that was really interesting. You know, a guy like Lane Johnson, even if his foot is off, if he wants to play.
He's going to try to hobble to get out there.
He's going
to
play. Here's Doug from earlier today.
I'll let you take that up with Lane because that guy doesn't want to come off the field. He's tough. He's tough and still – I'll mention this too with Jack Driscoll. He's getting close, and we're going to see where he's at again. We have to be smart, obviously, as a medical staff and as coaches to not put a player in harm's way. And if the player feels comfortable, if Lane feels comfortable and playing and getting out there, then listen, I'm not gonna be the one that stands in his way. But it does give us some added. Firepower, I think, with the offensive line, if somebody like Lane can go.
There you go. He's not going to stand in his way.
Do you think that Doug maybe said today about
Lane can't get through the first series without heading to the bench?
Yeah, and Baldy said it when he was on to where it's like if you would actually let the guy's ankle heal, maybe he'd be okay.
It's obviously him who doesn't want to sit.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. So sometimes you have to take the decision out of his hands, and Doug just said he's not going to do that, which is problematic. You have a bye week next week. He just sat out last week. All right? You give him off now. He is off next week. He's limited in practice the following week after that. Maybe he is a little bit healthier.
I don't think he sat out last week. He went out last week.
Did he not sit out?
I think he played last Thursday night, didn't he?
Lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played. He just went out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so he did, that's right.
Yes,
he didn't.
He didn't even sit out the whole game. And he got injured. He hurt his knee.
He hurt his knee. Yeah. He hurt his knee early. You thought it was the ankle, but it was the knee.
See, he actually got hurt. They didn't add it to him like with Alshon and the calf.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. All right, back to the phones. We have a Cowboy fan on the line.
All right.
It is Cowboy week.
Yes.
It's Lamont, the Cowboy fan. I was saying this to Jack. We don't really have a signature Cowboy caller.
We ought to be thankful for
that. Calls in. We have Angry Al's a Cowboy fan, but he's not a frequency caller like some people are. Let's go to Lamont, the Cowboy fan. Hi, Lamont.
Hey, how you doing, Mark and Reese?
What's up, Lamont?
How you doing, Lamont?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Ike?
Oh, man, never had a bad day in my life.
We're talking to a Cowboy fan, so we can't be all that good.
Zeke is coming Sunday, Ike.
Zeke?
Zeke is coming Sunday, trust me. If Daniel Jones got 187 yards, Zeke could get over 250 yards. Trust me when I tell you.
Well, you know what Zeke would have to do, Lamont? He'd have to try because he's not doing a lot of trying out there right now.
Hey, listen. That line going to open up so big. You see that hole for Daniel Jones, what he ran?
It wasn't a hole.
Yeah,
was a hole.
Well, Zeke's not running a read option.
I'm just saying the Cowboys got a line. They can open up the line for Zeke. Zeke just need a little crease, and he's gone. He's going to get over 200 yards in this game Sunday.
I'll take the under.
What happened to him Sunday?
Sunday was a bad game, right? You know it.
Oh, okay.
What about the game before that?
Hey, that was a bad game, too.
How about the game before that?
I we got professionals there on the Cowboys. We ain't giving up yet.
You sure? Hold on. Are you sure about that, Lamont? Are you sure about that?
They're professional, Ike. Trust me. That's like high school to senior college football. That's what, it's like that. Them boys can play, Ike.
What about Ben DiNucci?
Listen, give him like 15 minutes behind or 10 minutes behind this so he can throw a little pass. He can throw, too. You go look at his tape, Ike.
I don't even want to look at James Madison.
Where were you looking at his tape, Lamont? I'd love to know.
I'm just saying, I looked at it.
You did?
John, I looked at it.
Did you have the film projector?
Nah. John, you got to go back. We got to go back, John. You got to look at that stuff. Me and Ike used to do this all the time when we used to draft up. Just doing the draft time when he was with Ike
and
Ike,
which one? Mike or Chris?
Mike and Ike or Ike and Ike?
Howard, which one? I've had a lot of them.
All of them. All right, so what do you think for Sunday night, Lamont?
Oh, Sunday. We win in that game Sunday. Yeah. I'm so confident.
Give me a final score.
I'd say 20-17.
20-17, Ike.
Get your damn act together.
Confident three-point win, yes.
Ike, they're going to be saying for Jason Peters to go. I don't know why. They need to keep him there. They already paid him the money. And let him train the young kids like the other guy said. They might as well let him train the people. Because he knows what he's doing. He's just got older. He's an older player now. That's all.
Mm.
He might be the highest paid coach on the team.
All right, Lamont. Clearly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what Doug's making per year, but
he making six. That's
not
for sure. No. The other thing with JP is he.
Hold on. Never mind.
I don't think he is. I can.
We're giving these young whippersnappers $7-8 million a year. Matt Rhule, Mr. No Socks, Kingsbury out there in Arizona.
Oh man, he's got that nice pad in
Arizona. Oh my goodness! And when Doug, we over here in Mount Laurel somewhere. I mean, Kingsbury, he has an outside living room.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Right? What the hell?
Doug's living in a Residence Inn.
I'm just saying, man, these dudes haven't won anything.
Doug's
won a Super Bowl.
Does Doug make more money than Jason Peters?
No. I don't know that for sure.
I'd say no. I mean,
well, Matt Rhule, I know, is making $7 or $8 million a year, right?
How about that?
He got like a 7-year deal, didn't
unbelievable.
He?
Yeah, it really is like who the hot name is that comes around next, who gets it. So
get these mega deals.
It's unbelievable. Let's go back to the phones. We have Chris in Pennsylvania.
We got good agents.
Chris is going to talk about JP, but he's also really excited about the Sixers. The Sixers, according to reports, hiring Daryl Morey to be their president of basketball operations, formerly with the Houston Rockets. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yo, guys. Man, I never ask you for anything. I love you, but put a Cowboy fan in front of me and I'm going to hold for a buck and a half? I ain't worth a little bit, that dude.
Yeah, well, we got to try to mix it up, right?
I didn't even get my cardboard cutout that I won that you guys were all excited. I was going to put my son that's autistic on it, man. And I'm still cool. I love you guys. Don't put a Cowboy fan on in front of me. Johnny, I love you, buddy.
Yeah.
No, that was Jack's fault.
I love Jack. Yo, let me tell
you. That was my fault. But I also put you in front of a lot of other callers that call in, too,
like. Well, thank you. I got to tell you, I thought, Ike and John, I would never say this in a million years because I love all my Philadelphia teams.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. Why I say these four teams?
Yeah.
In sequence, the Flyers number one, the Sixers number two, the Eagles number three, and the Phillies number four for their front office and their coaching. The Sixers just hit it out of the park.
They
Daryl
did.
Daryl Morey,
yeah.
Doc Rivers. They just got Dan Burke, the defensive specialist from the Pacers. Sam Cassell signing at 6 o'clock tonight to be an assistant. Mm. They got Peter Dinwiddie from the Pacers. That he just plucked late acquisitions to put that Pacers team into the playoffs.
How about Dave Yeager? Don't forget about Yeager.
Yeah, and Yeager. So you know what, Harris? I pick on you, and we love to play the – what's he say when you guys play his little cut, the owner, Harris?
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, you can make that my ringtone.
Got to give him credit.
Credit is due, man. So the Eagles and the Phillies – you better look at those indoor winter teams, man, because they're smoking you. They're laughing at you. And JP, it's like you called it. Or Johnny, I'm sorry, Johnny, you called it. You should have played the lottery. Everybody laughed at you. Nobody said no. Everybody said no way. And he's back. You can't kill him, man.
Can't get rid of him.
He is the devil that you can't kill. And I'm not feeling bad for that cat, Cordell. He got $108 million. He sucked
right.
For the past 3 years, man. I had enough. I'm trying to feed my family on the laundromat, on the family of five. I don't feel bad for that dude. And he ain't helping out anybody. Nobody wanted to help. Yeah, I'll help you. Go back to left tackle. Give me $3 more million. Come on, man. Tired as crap.
Good point, Chris.
Super Bowl, you watch him get hurt within the first half, man.
Oh, without a doubt.
He's lazy. He's old. And I'm sorry. He's ruining his name, man. Tarnishing it. He probably don't even care, man.
Thank you, Chris. Excellent call.
Yeah, I thought Alshon turned heel real fast, but at least that was of his own doing. Well, you can almost say this is of JP's own doing.
I mean, you're right. People turned on him pretty quick.
Yeah, man, that whole contract thing. Woo.
So, I mean, holding the Eagles.
I mean, a couple weeks earlier, he was voted as one of the 20 greatest athletes in the history of Philadelphia.
Well, that list was a sham. I mean, we need to get back. I want to do a whole dissection of that list in a couple in a couple years.
So, a couple of years. We're going to be doing this in a few months.
Yeah.
So Chris brought up a name, Dan Burke, who was with the Pacers last season. And if you remember, you remember why it's notable?
Yes, I do.
He said, I hate that team. I think Embiid gets away with a lot of crap. And now he's going to be coaching them.
Yeah, I hate that team. I really wanted to win that game. I think Embiid gets away with a bunch of crap the league ignores. And it would have been a good one to just walk away from.
Well, now he's with us, so it's I like the competitiveness.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, and Embiid responded to that, by the way.
He tweeted something. I did see that.
He quote tweeted the Dan Burke hiring. He said, yeah. Yes, sir. Now we can enjoy together what the league lets me get away with. Hashtag Philly forever.
See, that's how you handle that. And now it's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
That's how you handle that.
Yeah, he's learning from this.
Like, you don't have time to be worried about that. This dude's going to help you become a winner in this league.
Yep, hopefully.
Learning from the Shake Milton incident.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, listen. If you're Embiid, you don't have time to be getting enemies. Like, you need to build allies. You need to be on the same page with your coaching staff. You are the face of this franchise. Start acting like it.
Yep.
Start acting like the face of the franchise.
Mm. Meanwhile, here's Ben Simmons' reaction to it.
Crickets.
Has he said anything about Doc? Has he said anything about the current situation?
Listen, Ben ain't said one word, which says a whole lot.
It says a whole lot. Yeah. And then he can say, well, I didn't say anything. It's like, yeah, but your silence is saying something, Ben.
Your silence is loud.
All right, let's go to Steve in Collegeville. Stevie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Yeah, so I was wondering about this JP situation. Do you guys think this is, like, the coaching staff making this decision, or do you think it's Howie saying, well, we paid this guy to be the left tackle, so we're going to put him there?
What do you think, Ike?
Yes. That means that's everybody.
Both.
Yes,
yeah, both.
Yes, both of them, yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yes.
Okay, because, yeah, I mean, I was just kind of wondering, because, like, do we really even think JP gives us a better chance to win now? Like, I thought Mailata was playing better. Like, I'm no expert on the O-line, but I thought JP looked real bad in that first game.
I agree. I'm just telling you what they are thinking along with the other aspects that go into this equation. This isn't as black and white as we want to make it out to be. It just isn't. We don't have to come to work every day with Jason Peters. Right? Like, we don't have to do that. We just wait for Sunday to come, and we want to see who's out there playing. The reason why I'm not going to get completely worked up over it is because, A, I don't expect him to be out there for the next 8 weeks. And if he is out there for the next 8 weeks, he's not going to be a turnstile for 8 weeks. And Jordan Mailata, it's easier for him to be in this position than the other way around. There isn't a ripple effect moving Jordan Mailata either to right tackle or to the bench. Like, you aren't going to tick off the rest of the team. Mailata doesn't have that type of influence in the locker room, nor with his position. Whereas if you're doing that with Jason Peters, who's well-respected in that locker room amongst those guys that are veterans that won that title and guys that have come after him, because of the way the organization has held up Jason Peters, everybody else views him that way. So unless he gives his blessing to this,
it ain't happening.
It's not happening.
Totally agree. Yeah, Doug set it up. The one thing he said today, he set it up to where, you know, he's talking about, well, the thing I love. Do you have it, Jack? Let's just play today. So here's what happened. He speaks to the media, and then they have practice after he speaks, right? So Doug speaks, and he kind of leaves the door open for Jason going back to left tackle, and then they have practice, and he is back at left tackle. Here's Doug.
As you make that decision now, how much is it based on what he wants to do, and how much of it is based on the overall outlook of the offensive line?
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the things that I really appreciate about JP and where he is in his career is he understands where we are as a football team and how he can best help the football team. And if it's listen, if it's playing left tackle again, he'll go play left tackle. If we ask him to play right guard, he'll play right guard. That's just who JP is.
We've got
seven games right under our belt, and we've had a lot of moving pieces up there, and hopefully one day we can have some stability, you know, at the offensive line. And again, if that's him playing left tackle, great. If it's right guard, great. But at least it gives us stability, moving forward.
And we gotta realize, right? Mailata isn't a finished product.
No, he's not. Even more the reason to get him out there. If I felt like that the play was much worse and Carson Wentz was in danger, I'd be fine with it. I'd be totally fine with it. I don't feel like that. I don't. And he just said it right there. I mean, before,
you don't feel like Carson Wentz is in danger?
I don't feel any more with Jordan Mailata or Jason Peters out there. In fact, I might think that Jordan Mailata is a better option.
Well,
than Jason Peters.
I can't go there yet. I can't go there yet. Listen, I think we're talking about two different bars here. Like, Jason Peters' bar to clear isn't at the floor. That's Jordan Mailata's bar to clear.
Yep.
It's at the floor. Like, we are still, when we even say Jason Peters, we're thinking of Hall of Fame player, all pro level. Like, I was told, you know, by so many people about how he graded out last year when he was healthy as a player. So all I'm saying is, because again, for me, it goes back to the quarterback. And I don't rest easy watching this offense, watching Wentz drop back as much as he does. And I'm sure Wentz doesn't. Like, this offensive line is still an issue. The last three games, they've given up 14 sacks, 3 against the Giants, 6 against Baltimore, 5 against Pittsburgh. And that's not including the hits that Wentz takes. So there isn't necessarily some sort of recent track record here where we're like, well, the line is playing so much better. Why would you bring in Jason Peters and mess up everything? That argument can't be made.
No, they can't.
The only argument there is he's younger. I like what I'm seeing. I want to see more.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eagles can't think that way unless they know he's a better option than Jason Peters at left tackle. You made their bed when you brought him back. If it was about developing young guys and wanting to see what other guys could do, then you should have never brought Jason Peters back. But you brought him back.
Yeah, but at that point, Mailata wasn't even a thought, right? Like,
of course he was.
Well, I mean, not enough to give him any real chance at the job. He wasn't.
Well, but he still was a young player that was in a developmental stage.
Right. No, not that, like, yes.
Like, and you hadn't seen anything from Andre Dillon either. But you decided to make him the starting left tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they definitely weren't all that confident in Andre Dillon. Guided Door and Window, 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years to pay off, interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Kirk and Roslyn, Kirk.
What up, guys? How we doing?
Kirky.
What's up, Kirk?
Oh, man. Apparently, you broke some news today about the Sixers, right?
Yeah, well, you're talking about Daryl Morey?
It was Ike's report, not yeah. Woj.
But I don't think you broke the news about what Jason Peters. You know, Jason Peters is director of player personnel as well. You know that.
Just for himself, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Doug comes across almost as a marionette. You don't know who's pulling the strings. I almost wish you didn't talk so much.
Well, yes.
Well, I've said that a long time ago.
Yeah.
It just is. I think it would serve him better not to say anything.
Yeah, the Bill Belichick approach works.
Yep.
Yeah, it does. It really does. But I don't know. He just comes across looking like a knucklehead.
Well,
I don't think he
came across as a knucklehead today. He's not good in situations where he's asked a delicate question and he's got to try to answer it. And he tries to talk too much around it.
Well, here's the other thing, Kirk and John. He didn't know the answer. So he can't speak in absolutes. He can't tell you that, no, JP isn't playing this week. Jordan Mailata is our starting left tackle. He doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know if Lane Johnson is playing or not. He just told the reporters to go where you go tell him, or you try to stop him from getting on the field. So if JP is saying, I can go.
He's going in.
He's going at left tackle.
Yep. It's as simple as that.
But Doug doesn't know that. He hasn't seen JP out there practicing either.
No, I know.
So
but
JP can go out there today at left tackle. Maybe doesn't feel well, doesn't respond well tomorrow. And now Doug is back to Jordan Mailata starting at left tackle.
Mm.
I honestly believe he doesn't have an absolute answer. And he tried to give you both case scenarios. He tried to give you both of them.
Well, he definitely doesn't have an absolute answer because it's very simple to say when Jason Peters is healthy, he's my starting left tackle, which he did not say.
Yep.
215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. We'll take more phone calls. But, Ike, it is Wednesday. And Wednesday at 525, you know what we do?
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
I don't even know how to say it the other way.
Well, except in the offseason.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not the offseason.
I'm wired.
But Wednesday's at 525. It's Stump the Millennial for you to chance to win a great prize. Today is an Acme gift card. Jack Frintz is the Millennial. So we'll take call at number 5 right now to play. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. If you call her number 5, you'll play Stump the Millennial. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.